You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says the state will open up earlier than planned after it recorded a single case of coronavirus, which may yet be removed from the tally. Authorities are investigating whether the case is active or if the test revealed non-infectious fragments of the virus after the person had earlier tested positive. If the case is removed, Tuesday would mark the first day since June the 9th that Victoria has reported no new cases of COVID-19. Mr. Andrews says the low numbers are a testament to the hard work of all Victorians, but he's urging Victorians to remain vigilant.
Every part of the state, the focus is going to move to almost exclusively stay safe and stay open. No cutting corners, no, you know, I'm wearing a mask, but it's, you know, it's around my neck, all that sort of stuff. People are just going to have to be vigilant about this. Otherwise, we do run the risk that it comes back. Now, having got the numbers low, we've got every chance to keep them low, but it will be down to the literally hundreds of millions of choices that millions of Victorians make every day.
Victoria's chief health officer has been asked to provide an affidavit to the hotel quarantine inquiry after emails show he may have known the program was using private security as early as March the 27th. Professor Brett Sutton had told the inquiry he was not aware of guards being used in the program until a COVID-19 outbreak at the Ridges on Swanston Hotel in late May. But two email chains that were not initially provided to the inquiry by the Department of Health and Human Services suggest otherwise. Across the border in New South Wales, two new locally acquired COVID-19 infections have been recorded. There are also three returned travellers in hotel quarantine who tested positive. There are 64 active cases in the state receiving treatment, and one patient is in intensive care. Dr. Jeremy McNulty from New South Wales Health says testing must increase.
New South Wales is at a critical point, and the only way to find undiagnosed cases and prevent further transmission is to increase testing. And we continue to appeal to the community in southwestern Sydney to come forward for testing right away if anyone has even the mildest of symptoms of COVID-19.
South Australia has officially joined the Trans-Tasman travel bubble arrangement. It comes after 12 unexpected recent arrivals from New Zealand entered the state after flying from Sydney. The bubble originally only included travellers from New Zealand going to New South Wales and the Northern Territory, and the quarantine-free travel did not apply to travellers returning to New Zealand from Australia. But travellers from New Zealand have transferred to domestic flights to other parts of the country after their arrival in Sydney. South Australia's State Police Commissioner Grant Stevens says those people who were forced to go into hotel quarantine in that state are being released today.
Look, it's unfortunate that people have to be disadvantaged in this regard, but we don't apologise for taking steps to ensure the safety of the South Australian community. These people have been inconvenienced for a relatively short period of time whilst we made a proper assessment of the level of risk to South Australia. They should be very happy that we're able to release them from that quarantine period.
Dozens of people from New Zealand also travelled to Melbourne, Hobart and Perth and have to undergo 14 days in hotel quarantine in those states. Meanwhile, in Western Australia, an evacuation operation is taking place to relocate crew from a COVID-19 infected livestock ship. More than 50 people from the Al Masila carrier are to be brought onshore in Fremantle and then taken to hotel quarantine. And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.